Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, I know it's always tough to sleep during the season when you're a manager. You lose one like that last night. Do you get any sleep, Tito?
A little bit, more like a nap. You know, it's one of those where when you lose, you know, they happen and they hurt. And the important thing is, okay, let's figure out where we made mistakes, what we can do better, and then turn the page because we got a big game tonight. And we got Kluber on the mound, and it takes a little while to have perspective after a game like that, but you got to get it, and then you got to flip the page. But we also have to, it maybe serves as a reminder of the things that we need to do to play the game right and be successful, because we didn't necessarily do that yesterday.
Well, Brian Shaw has given up a lot of home runs for a guy that works in the eighth inning. Do you stick with him? Do you really even have other options, Tito?
Well, I mean, I guess there's always options. I think the way we're situated right now, it's our best bullpen. I don't think every time somebody gives up runs, you can just run away from guys. I wouldn't want to play for me. I mean, you know, it would be chaos in the bullpen. You know, try to look at things without emotion, because it never works when you look at it with emotion. And Brian's had a tough road trip. But before that, I think he went 23, 24 innings where, you know, nothing. So, and his ball's coming out of his hand better than ever. And I mean all the way back to his first year. He is falling behind a lot, and he's made some mistakes, and he's paid for it. But if you start asking other guys to – that eighth inning is a tough inning, man. And we ask him so often to go right through the middle of the order, and you're going to give up runs sometimes. And when you do, because it's so late, it can be painful. You know, last night he fell behind early to the hitters, but his stuff was good. I mean, he got Hosmer to hit a three-hopper to third that we didn't convert. And then I think he threw a pitch to Perez that he'd like to have back. You know, it just wasn't the right pitch, and he hit a home run. And I think he knows that. And hopefully that won't happen again.
Well, and it's also what's made Kansas City back-to-back American League pennant winners, Terry, because they showed it even in the playoffs 2 years ago and last year. This club just never quits.
Yeah, and we know that. I mean, there's a lot to be said for the way they play, and it's documented. I mean, they have a ring to show for it, and they have a deep bullpen. I mean, my goodness, when a night when their two top guys are down, Soria goes out there and pitches an inning plus and holds you down. I mean, there's a reason they've been good, and they're tough to play. I will say, I mean, I think we are where we are right now. I think we can be every bit as good. We haven't done what they've done. We're trying to do that now, and I think we can. I just think we have to be realistic about who we are, and so we can do the things we do good more often and limit the mistakes, because we've proven we can win when we play good, and when we don't, we lose.
I know you don't make excuses, but this is day 20 of 20 days in a row. It's 100 degrees here in Kansas City. This has been a pretty brutal road trip when you think of the travel and everything involved. You get a win tonight, and boy, that plane ride sure looks a lot shorter.
I agree with you. We got a day off tomorrow to get our bullpen in order. We got Kluber pitching tonight. It's a night. Now, it doesn't mean more than any other game, but some games feel it because, you know, you're going to have a day to think about it. And like you say, traveling, it's always nice. Everybody's in a good mood. But I also think perspective is important, and because it's easy to lose in the heat of games. And I don't want to do that, because I want to make, you know, it's you want to put guys in a position to succeed and not react out of emotion, because I think as a manager, that's when you make mistakes.
Well, and that's what makes us, I'm sure, such a challenge for a manager. You don't want a ball club that lacks emotion, but yet, Terry, if you've got a ball club that rides a roller coaster, my goodness, they won't last 6 months, will they?
That's a really good point. And you try to explain that to people sometimes. I've had people say to me before, they've come to a game and they'll say, oh, the guys are out there laughing before the game and they got beat up yesterday. Well, the alternative to that is to walk around with your head hanging, and as all that does is create a hangover effect. Certainly you want to learn from your mistakes, as we all do, but then you got to turn, because we play a game the next day, and you want to be at your best. And if you have guys dragging after the first inning because of the night before, shame on us.
Tribe manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the finale. Indians and Royals, it's coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.